It's Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM. Andy Bullbarch with you. And we're talking Cavaliers basketball. And for the first time in nearly 2 months, we are celebrating a Cavs victory at home. And here to help us break that down, we've got Tim Alcorn, the voice of the Cleveland Cavaliers. Thanks to North Ridgeville Convenience Sunoco on Center Ridge and Barton Roads. And thanks to North Ridgeville Convenience Sunoco, we're giving away a couple of tickets to a future Cavaliers game at the end of our conversation. Tim, a pleasure as always. How are you today?
Well, Bull, I'm doing great. Looking forward to being on WEOL a little bit later on this evening for high school basketball. And to your point, yes, it is great to talk about a Cavalier home victory for you with you on a Thursday. It has been a while.
We'll come back around to that high school game tonight. You'll have a really fun one to call between Lorain and Garfield Heights, but again, we'll save that for the end of the interview. But for now, we'll focus on the Cleveland Cavaliers. And Tim, they did just about everything right last night. Now, I thought it was fascinating watching the Cavaliers do the best they could to match up with one of the best young players in the game in Trae Young. You know, on the television broadcast last night and driving home last night, I heard you and Jim Jones talk about it a little bit too. Trae Young is just so good with that pick and roll. Now, he got his. He got 27 points last night. But defensively, Tim, the Cavaliers did such a nice job of, for the most part, neutralizing him.
Well, he earned those 27 points, and a lot of those points came late, Bull. But, yeah, the Cavaliers did do a tremendous job. And rookie Darius Garland had a lot of those matchups with Trae Young, and he's great at drawing the fouls, meaning Trae Young. But I thought, all in all, the Cavs really did a marvelous job on him. The guy averages just under 30 per game. As you said, he got 27, but a lot of those were late. And I thought he really didn't hurt the Cavaliers until that fourth quarter.
And the Cavaliers played about as complete a game as they have, you could argue, all year long, but certainly in quite some time. And, Tim, it just kind of felt like that was a shot in the arm that this team really needed to take them into the All-Star break.
Oh, there's no doubt. There's absolutely no doubt. I mean, in the grand scheme of things, Bull, it's a win over Atlanta in February, but it means more than that. They really were struggling. They had lost six straight, as we alluded to earlier, the 12-game losing streak at home. So if they had gotten bounced last night by the Hawks, boy, there would have been a real sour taste going into that All-Star break. And one win certainly doesn't cure all ills. But to your point, they played very well together. Andre Drummond looked much more comfortable last night than he did in the first game. And in the first game, he had a 19-14. But the front line really played well. And I don't know if you're going to ask me about him or not, but I'll just say right now, Larry Nance Jr. has come so far, and he is really fun to watch. His development has just been terrific. Another double-double last night. And I know a lot of attention is paid to the young guards, as it should be. You know, the tripod, as Jim calls them, with Sexton and Garland and Porter. But the development of Larry Nance has really been a joy to watch.
I don't see how anybody could look at it any other way, because he does a little bit of everything. He's got a very versatile game. Tim, I know the Cavaliers will always miss Kevin Love when he's not out there, but, and again, I get it, it was against the Hawks. Seemed like that offense operated with a lot more efficiency with Larry Nance in the starting lineup last night.
He did very well. And Larry Nance all year, Bull, has done whatever John Beilein and the staff have asked him to do. And the neat thing about Larry, as we watch him play throughout the year, you can see his confidence growing. You know, not that he was in a shell in the first couple of weeks of the season, but boy, he's already far surpassed his career high as far as three balls in a season. He's up into the mid-40s now. He's just playing very, very well. I think he likes to get up and down the floor, so the quick pacings when Larry Nance is out there. So, to your point, I mean, you've got a five-time All-Star in Kevin Love. He's going to be back in the lineup after the All-Star break. But Larry Nance certainly does bring a lot to the table, or to the floor, maybe the more accurate way to put it.
Well, maybe a little bit of both, I suppose. But, you know, we'll dive into that a little bit later on. But, I mean, Larry Nance Jr., as you mentioned, was terrific last night. And we talk a lot about that tripod, as Jim Jones likes to call it, the guards with Kevin Porter Jr. and Colin Sexton and Darius Garland. We've got to think of a new name for that front court because, boy, the three amigos played pretty well last night. Tristan Thompson, Larry Nance Jr., and, of course, Andre Drummond. Now, I want to stick with Drummond here for a moment because, Tim, it felt like he very quietly had a double-double last night. And listening to you and Jim on the drive home last night, it felt like Andre Drummond snagged five rebounds and, again, did so rather quietly in about the first three or four possessions of the game.
Right. I mean, and that's because he's so strong on the boards at both ends of the floor. So, you know, he'll grab a defensive rebound, head to the other end. Cavs may miss a shot. He'll grab an offensive rebound, put it back up. Maybe he gets his own rebound, kicks it back out. Well, boom, just like that, he's got three rebounds. So he is a glass controller. He controls the glass. The Cavs far out-rebounded Atlanta overall last night. And, boy, when you've got Drummond, Thompson, and Larry Nance just cleaning up rebound after rebound, it's great on both ends because when they're getting defensive rebounds, you're limiting the opposition to one shot. And if you're getting offensive rebounds, it allows you extra shots or an extra possession. So it works well both ways.
Tristan Thompson came off the bench and had one of his finest games of the season. I bring that up because you know it's going to come up again, the fact that he's kind of had to take, at least on the surface, what appears to be a little bit of a backseat being out of the starting lineup with Andre Drummond coming into the fold here. Tim, I think the NBA game has changed to a point now where coming off the bench isn't necessarily taking a back seat, because if Tristan Thompson continues to produce the way he did last night, just because he's coming off the bench doesn't mean he's going to be any less important moving forward.
I would totally agree, and last night's performance bowl would demonstrate that. I mean, if you get 27 points and double-digit rebounds from Tristan every night off the bench, you suddenly have yourself a dominant bench player. So to that point, he's going to be very effective off the bench. And as I mentioned during the broadcast last night, you talk about a pro's pro. Tristan Thompson, when they acquired Andre Drummond, you know, he didn't complain. He didn't complain that, you know, he wasn't traded like so many thought he was going to be. He just said, I'm going to play hard. You know, it's a great acquisition for the Cavs. I'm going to accept my new role. And, man, that's leadership, and that's being a true pro's pro. So you can't have anything but positive things to say about Tristan Thompson.
Tim Alcorn, the voice of the Cavaliers, joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. And while he does have a 9-day break during the All-Star break, we're going to put him to work a little bit later on tonight. You'll hear Tim on the airwaves of AM 930 WEOL at 100.3 FM in a little over an hour from now when he calls the Garfield Heights Lorraine game. But again, we'll come back around to that here in just a little bit. Tim, I mentioned the All-Star break, and for the Cavaliers, they will only have one representative at the All-Star game, Colin Sexton. Of course, a late addition to playing the Future Stars game, and I know he's excited about that. He kind of felt like he was snubbed, and listening to you and Jim Jones yesterday, just before the game tipped off, Jim was a big, big fan of Colin Sexton long before a lot of people jumped on the bandwagon. He mentioned that he should have been there from the get-go, and I get the sense that Colin Sexton's kind of used that as a little motivation moving forward, the fact that he was snubbed the first time around.
I would agree with you there. When he initially was not going to Chicago this weekend, you could see he was playing with a little bit of a chip on his shoulder, but he deserves to be there. And however he got there, he belongs. And I thought it was interesting last night, Bull, you mentioned Jim and I during the course of the broadcast, and during the pregame show last night when I was talking with Antonio Lang, he mentioned the fact not only is it good for Colin and a nice reward for Colin, but it will be a huge learning experience for him to go to Chicago and be around all-star players and just see how they work and kind of pick their brains and just be around guys that have been successful in the league. That's something you can't measure. So it's going to be a great learning experience for him as well. I know Coach Pierce for Atlanta was talking about that last night during his pregame, where the year before when Trae Young was out there as part of Rising Stars. They thought that was a huge opportunity for him to learn from the veterans and learn from All-Stars. So this is going to be a great learning experience for Colin Sexton. And again, he's earned it. 26 games of 20 points or more. He's led the Cavs in scoring 27 times, I believe. He's carried the team at times.
You and Jim kept me company on my drive home last night before the weather got really nasty. And one of the things you guys got into, you were starting to draw some comparisons between Andre Drummond and, of course, Cavaliers legends Adrunas Ilgauskas. And I thought you guys had a pretty interesting back and forth, and I wanted to give you a chance to kind of share that, because while they're kind of different players, you know, I think both guys, given the position that they play, which many believe doesn't have as big of a place in the game as it used to, both guys certainly have the opportunity to make such a profound impact. Z, of course, already did. Drummond has the opportunity to. But I wanted to give you a chance to share some of that back and forth you and Jim had last night. I thought that was really interesting in comparing the two players.
Well, it was ironic. I was promoting the fact that Z Bobblehead Night is on February 29th. And so after I got done promoting that fact, I asked Jim, you know, Z was probably the last true classic, old school, use whatever term you want to use, center that the Cavs had before now Andre Drummond comes to town. And so I asked Jim to, number one, compare the two. And then number two, I wanted to get Jim to talk about how the four other players on the floor have to adapt to a classic big man. If you're used to playing with a smaller center or even a three forward concept where it's really going up and down the floor as guards and or forwards, how do you now adapt to that classic center like Andre Drummond? So one of the things I thought Jim said that was really interesting, he said, well, people say Drummond is an old school, you know, low post kind of center. They don't realize how well he runs the floor. And that's true, and I've seen that just his first couple of games here in Cleveland, and I certainly noticed it, you know, while he was with Detroit. He does get up and down the floor very well. So it gets back to what we were talking about earlier, Bull, the fact that with Larry Nance in the starting lineup, the Cavs seemed to go a little more up-tempo, and that was with Drummond on the floor. He was getting up and down the floor just fine. So, yeah, I thought it was a neat conversation. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
And to stay on Drummond here for just another moment, you know, he's the kind of guy too, Tim, I think that gives this team a bit of a defensive identity. And that's something that they really didn't have before he arrived. Again, small sample size, just a couple of games before the All-Star break. But now it seems like they've got at least a little bit of an identity. And Larry Nance Jr. talked about that at shoot-around yesterday, too, talking about how it's kind of up to him, Drummond, Kevin Love, and Tristan Thompson, the rest of those veterans, to tell those young guys, hey, look, you know, it doesn't matter what the records are going into a game. What they experienced on Sunday just can't happen. You've got to find the fuel within yourself to get a little embarrassed when something like that happens and do something about it. And you can't help but think that that message was most definitely delivered last night.
I'll tell you what, I heard and read those same comments from Larry Nance Jr., and yeah, I talked about him earlier, how he's really growing. Well, those were veteran comments. Those were leadership comments from Larry Nance Jr., to your point, where he said, this cannot happen again. Yes, we only had won 13 games going into Sunday, and yes, the Clippers, you know, are certainly considered one of the favorites to get to the NBA Finals in the Western Conference. That doesn't matter. You can't suffer your worst home loss in history. So I thought that that was a big-time statement by Larry Nance Jr., and I thought it showed a lot of leadership. And obviously, I think the Cavs responded last night. You could see they came out and they played with a sense of purpose. And as Jim mentioned during the course of the broadcast, they weren't going to lose last night.
Yeah, of course, they took care of business in a lopsided victory. It was a lot of fun to listen to and a lot of fun to watch as well. All right, well, you've got an All-Star break coming up, but that doesn't mean that we're going to let you slide here for the next 9 days. We're putting you to work tonight and on Saturday morning as well. So tonight you've got Garfield Heights taking on Lorain. Looking forward to listening to this one tonight. What are you looking for in this one here, Tim? Two really good teams, and you know, anytime Garfield Heights and Lorain meet up, usually you get a terrific clash.
Well, you sure do. You're talking about talented basketball players in both programs, and not just this year, traditional basketball programs that have done very well. So I've seen Lorraine a couple of times. Boy, the first time I saw them was that incredible half-court shot at the buzzer in overtime to lift them over Cleveland Central Catholic, a game that really just slowed to a crawl. And Lorraine ended up with 40 points in that game. They win 40-39 on Aaron Whitehead's half-court shot. And I walked out of the gym that night going, well, that's not the Lorraine I'm used to seeing. And then I did another game for Joe Bach for WLCS TV 20, where Lorraine just sailed past the century mark well into the 100s when they destroyed Shaw. In fact, the Titans had a 40-point first quarter in that ball game against Shaw. So I'll be curious to see which Lorraine team I'll see tonight. They've got talent. I mentioned Whitehead, of course, Seth Wilson and Jordan Jackson. They are going to have to make an adjustment without Aiden Brown. I know he'll be out probably for a while. And on the Garfield Heights side, a terrific coach in Sonny Johnson. He always seems to accumulate talent at Garfield Heights, so it should be a great ball game. I know the first one over at their place went right down to the wire, and I would anticipate no different tonight in Lorraine.
Well, looking forward to hearing the call tonight. Should be a heck of a lot of fun. Tim, we appreciate the time as always. And again, looking forward to hearing your call between Garfield Heights and Lorraine tonight.
Oh, it'll be great to be back on WEOL calling high school basketball. I know we do the countdown show. We do this every Thursday and various other things, but I'm really looking forward to getting behind the mic and calling some high school hoops tonight. That'll be fun.
Great, great stuff. Tim, as always, we appreciate the time, my friend. That's Tim Alcorn, the voice of the Cleveland Cavaliers, joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Let's open the phone lines. Thanks to North Ridgeville Convenience Sunoco on Center Ridge and Barton Roads. We're giving away two tickets to see the Cavs and Denver Nuggets on March 7th. Call 440-322-0930. That's 440-322-0930. We'll come back with more after this here on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM.